Blog Talk Radio.
Summer came, you were not around. Now the summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you? Winter, my love. When the winter came, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I need you, like right now? Our love is at an end, but you say but tomorrow will reflect the past. Ooh, ooh, ooh. When the winter came, you were not around. Through the bitter winds, love could not be found.
Thank you.
Say good evening, my love, instead. Good evening, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to another edition of the Big Bake Tournament, as shared by our friends over at the Great at the Cove, Soul Tree Radio, on the Raw right here, and Block Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Osinger, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to have you in the house. Sochi Radio and Raw and the Big Bang Tournament, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins. The Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how right now, or I should say right now, at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man and Sister Gal Network, wherever they may be. Big shout out to Brother G for putting up a great show. Jerry Butler and Little Jimmy Scott. Amazing matchup. One of several that have come up since we developed the tournament from last March, where it was just groups, to the end of last year, where we started with single performers, ladies first. Now the men are into it. We are into the second round. And tonight, we have something different put in front of us. Now, those who have been keeping up with the show know that we have had situations where when the two performers come in, a wild card slides in and makes their presentation after the combatants have done their thing. Well, we have a combatant that decided he ain't got time for that, and he's going to step up to the microphone first. So, normally we get the money and the music all together, but because there were some wardrobe issues and folks didn't get their draw shipped to stage on time, we are going to let this young man go on and go through what he is attempting to do. Now, you know, you're going to vote, so you vote for the people who are involved. Tonight's matchup is going to be Peebo Bryson and Billy Stewart, but you also have the presence of this wild card performer who, as he is being called to the stage, is going to do his thing first. So everybody sit back and relax. I believe the young man is stepping up to the mic. You are listening to the Big Bang Tournament, courtesy of Sochi Radio and Raw, the Great Upper Cove, our people in Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, sir. Step up to the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax. See you after the end, after the young man's set is complete.
bop, shibbity bop, shibbity bop, shibbity bop, shibbity bop.
As the sigh of a morning breeze, Rashida calls my name. Sadly telling me of the love she needs, and I'm the one to blame. Telling me how she missed me so, and her love for me, I'll never know. How my soul just longed to feel your love. Darling, how can you stay away so long? Many roses have died since you've been gone. She Rashida needs your love, yeah. Oh, my darling, come to me. Rashida needs your love. Funny how you look. When your man is gone and you are all alone, knowing I would run every time you call, but girl, this time you're wrong. When I needed you, you ran away. Waste away.
Mother Nature seemed to take you closer to her breast. Darling, let me lay beside you, kiss my burning lips about you, for I'm a child of God. Lady love, darling, let me lay beside you, kiss my burning lips about you, for I'm a child of God. Lady love, I
in the heat of the night. Love takes flight. I miss your burning desire. You come and go, taking this flame so much higher. Do I hold on to our dream, or should I believe that love in the night forever? Ooh, baby, I miss you. Don't let go. I need you so, right here. If I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things
that I see when you're with me. Oh, my Jesus. Like the song of the wind in the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy. Happy Gingy, when you're with me. I love you more each day. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'd let you go away if you take me with you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, my Ginger. Taking me on high where life never never see. It allows you to go far beneath the treasures of your mind. Creole lady, let me know how you come to be sublime. She replies so tenderly, won't you chant them your holding it low? You know the feeling.
of recognizing someone. Someone that you've never met, as far as you could tell.
Well, Laura is the face in a misty light. Footsteps that you will hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gives
Lucien Harrigan, stage name John Lucien, born August 8, 1942 in Tortola, in the British Virgin Islands, was raised in St. Thomas on the U.S. side and left us in August of 2007 at age 65 due to complications during surgery. Mr. Lucien had a very mellow and very smooth baritone, kind of hearkening to Nat King Cole. And he was a mainstay when New York actually had some sense and had a decent jazz station in WRVR. Peak period, I believe, was between 1984 and 1980. Very clever musician. He was able to rework standards such as Antonio Carlos Jobim's Gingy and Laura. As a standing is a jazz classic. Nobody would ever do a vocal version of this or think about a vocal translation. I mean, everybody from Coltrane to Parker, they've all tried it and it works, but this I find exceptionally powerful because of the vocal translation. I got my man Big G with us, having just finished off a great set earlier on today with the music box. G, what's going on?
Man, we keep throwing it down. I hope people are enjoying this. I hope people understand it. This is what we do, but we enjoy giving it to the people.
Most definitely. I can't even call this drop your drawers, G. This is like taking off your underwear.
It's like you ain't got to say nothing to anybody. It's just oof.
But I remember those days at WRVR, and it was the one time I can honestly say New York musically was in sync with everything else in the city. I kept that radio station on my receiver all the time. Even when I had TV on, I was doing other shit. I always had the radio on down low when I left the house. I mean, it was always on because it had everything. They would do traditional, straight-ahead jazz, Dixieland, all kinds of shit. But they had a nice format, G, and it was the format that I really appreciated. Did you listen to a lot of RVR?
Well, you know, I think we discussed it before about big companies overtaking the music industry. I think it's bad for the industry. I hope we get back to independent radio again.
Well, I think if they left the listeners to their own devices, they wouldn't get what they wanted. But a station like RVR knew enough to know, okay, yeah, jazz. We like jazz, and the people who are going to turn on to it, they like jazz too, but they were open enough to spread it out. They gave you fusion. They gave you all the other elements of it. And at midnight, they would play an album, which was really cool. You could hear Coltrane's My Favorite Things one night, and then you could hear Pat Metheny another night. It was beautiful. As a matter of fact, they were responsible, at least in my neck of the woods, to introducing Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays and the group to me. And I've been a huge Pat Metheny fan since because of just their musicianship. But Lucien was the kind of cat that you – were listening to back in the day when nothing even had to be going on. It's just playing, and it's like, oh, yeah, we like that. And, of course, Creole Lady with the chant, he was a Buddhist, or became Buddhist, and the Nam-myo-renge-kyo, the chant, and the very powerful Creole Lady. You know, a lot of people who were doing it, but he was the only one to put it to a record and let it melt like that. And it was really kind of hypnotic when it first came out. Like, damn, this is different. I like this. So, yeah, all kinds of stuff like that, G.
I think we need to go back to that again. Because I think it creates more creativity, right? When people hear this, they say, okay, I can do A, B, C.
They have, I won't say bastardized is the wrong word, but they've tried to collectivize the culture in such a manner that they don't make it sound like or seem like anything special. And it is. Listen, this country has been driven on culture ever since they went from manufacturers to consumers. What else could we import? We imported our culture. And because of that, everything in the arts should have been put in a place of honor. But because we have people in the business who really don't give a rat's ass about that shit and they just care about making money, it's taken it to a different direction. So it's a bit of a paradox, no doubt. But I like the fact that Mr. Lucien stepped up and said, somebody take the stage for me. It's like, this is what the competition is about. He waited. He did not wait until after he went up ahead and said, I got this. So you're going to hear them catch up. And tonight we're going to hear Mr. Billy Stewart and Mr. Peebo Bryson. Now, keys about them, Billy Stewart has an amazing vibrato. And in the same manner as one would talk about a Whitney Houston as having a technically perfect instrument, Mr. Stewart had that. And he had that all the way through until he passed. The trills that he does on Summertime and other things like that, they're not tricks. These are things that were just part of his toolbox. And to hear somebody beg like that
and not really beg, because, you know, he's in the era of the three-minute song. So his sets are shorter, but they're very effective because everything he does in it is beautiful again because of his voice. And Peebo.
Do you remember the first time you heard Billy Jordan?
Yeah, because obviously older brothers and sisters in the house. And
No, the reason why I asked that is because I had never heard of him until I got to summer camp.
No kidding.
I was in New Jersey.
I'll hear you. Yeah.
Back in 1984, mm-hmm. I didn't know who this guy was until I went to summer camp.
Well, it's funny that you say that because my older brothers and sister were playing stuff, obviously, so, you know, they got different tastes and shit. But the thing I always remember, I think one night when there was a party at the house and my mother allowed it, of course, the red light was in effect and all that. And I'm stuck in the other room. I can't go get anywhere. So I managed to get my plate of food and come back into the other room and let them do what they were going to do and shit. And I remember hearing that first chord struck and I Do Love You. And all of a sudden, the room got quiet. You know,
everybody,
I'm talking about, all wrapped up. And it was like, yeah, baby, it's time to set things off. And, well, you know, it's a beautiful ballad. It picks up in tempo, but those first 30 seconds, before he gets into the song, they create a mood, and it's our mood. It's our mood because it's our music, and if you love it, yeah, cool, but just come on and listen or sit down and dance or whatever, but that was ours. We created that, and I hate when society tries to minimize what we do because we're able to do what we can with the little things that we have to work with. You can't get that back. Remember when Coolie High came out? And this fool was in the middle of the party trying to do poetry and stuff like that. Well, it wasn't, the idea was cool, but it was like, wait a minute, you just fucked it up because you really didn't appreciate what the guy was trying to say. They were trying to throw in 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag, and that's one reason why I never really liked Coolie High in that standpoint. But the idea of the music and the moods and all kinds of things that were going through the minds of young people and stuff like that, I was encapsulated truly well. And all I can say is the more we get into this, the more we get out of it, because we're reminded that there was a standard. We did things a certain way. And whether it was music or science or sports or whatever, philosophy, we don't do anything half-assed. There is no room for mediocre. We cannot and will not do it. You know what my grade would do to you if your shit was average? I already know what mine was done to me. So
my mom said, don't do anything, you do it right.
That's right. This is a reminder that we always did it right. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't let anybody try to minimize the beauty of what goes with this and our collective culture. This humanizes us, and it reminds us that we're human. And I don't give a fuck what any so-called music critic, like an asshole like Robert Christgau, has to say about it. This is ours. You don't understand it because you don't want to understand it. So just shut the fuck up. Be happy that you're getting paid for writing the bullshit that you wrote in the Village Voice for as long as you did. And other people like that who are so envious and just can't stand the fact that they don't understand it and they don't get it. Fuck off. Fix your house. So having said that, my brother, any last words before I get back to work?
Well, I want the people in California to be careful tomorrow because tomorrow is a red flag day.
What's that, Jay?
No cookouts, no, just don't do any more fire, right?
Wow,
be
I didn't know that existed.
Out there, you guys, out in California tomorrow.
Holy shit. So they're doing that because
the weather is dry?
Wow. Well, like G said.
We're doing it already.
Okay, well, if y'all are on the West Coast, like G said,
Don't do it. A red flag day. That's the first I've ever heard of that. But with the fires that have happened in California over the last couple of years, y'all better pay attention to that. So,
Michael, we have more red flag days the past three years than my first 25 years in California.
Holy shit. Well, we know global warming is in effect. I know it's happening here. But please, everybody, be careful with stuff like that. Be more mindful of your surroundings. You know, we're making baby steps towards getting back. So, you know, we're going to knock that COVID in the ass. Please, everybody, pay attention. Do what you need to do. I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. Approaching the microphone. Mr. Billy Stewart, we will see you guys later.
Cross my heart. Right now, never, never. gonna let you go. La la la, pretty little baby, I want you to try to understand. I want you.
Waiting, sitting in the park. Waiting. just all that kind. And she treats me like a king.
Larry Stewart II, born in Washington, D.C., passed away sadly at the age of 32 when the car, a Ford Thunderbird that he was driving in, hit an abatement, plunged into the river and killed himself and three other members of the traveling band that was with him. Truly a unique voice. And the trills aside, his vibrato was to die for. That's a bad motherfucker. Brother can sing. And Strange Feeling, it's one of my very favorite songs. I got to shout out my brother, who I know is cussing, but he's looking out for me from heaven. My man, Doc Pinkert, my master of assassins, is looking out for me. Friends for almost 40 years. Brothers even longer than that. And that was one of his very favorite songs. Having said that, now we carry on to Mr. Peebo Bison. And Peebo got some staying power. We know one of you all going to go. So, again, vote. Mr. John Luciana stepped up to the stage and called them out. He's cutting heads. You did a wonderful job. If you like John Lucien, say John on our Facebook page or email us at sultryontheraw@outlook.com. Or, of course, holler up at G on the Gray Leopard Cove page, Gray Nation, or email him at glcgray@gmail.com. Some other things to consider as we carry on with this. Our next show will be Tuesday. And by the end of the week, we will break it down into round three, and we'll get into the final rounds very soon. So this will be wrapped up afterwards, and the four that remain will go against the four ladies who came on earlier. So Chaka Khan, Sade, Aretha Franklin. Who did I forget? See, old age sucks. Chaka, Tina, Aretha. Damn. Well, after I get over my old age moment, they're going to be singing. We'll have concerts with a man and a woman. And that will take care of our tournament and set the stage for Gary's big summer stage event. All the singers, Ray Charles, Ronnie Millsap, Walter Jackson, everybody you're thinking of, they ain't disabled because they got the ability to rock the stage, and they're going to do that in our big summer jam. It's one of the events that we have lined up. There will be more coming. If y'all like all of this, we're going to ask y'all to show us some love later on so we set our pages up. But for now, all I want y'all to do is kick back and relax as Peebo takes the stage. Don't forget to vote. We'll see you in a bit.
The song was featured on the Showtime hit series, The Chi. It was placed in a scene for a block party. That's unusual for a Peebo Bryson record, or should I say it's new and exciting for a Peebo Bryson, and it's one of those songs for all you steppers out there. It's a song called All She Wants to Do Is Me, if you're fortunate enough to have this kind of relationship where all you want to do is each other is the bomb ziggity. I'm just saying, all she wants to do is me on one night, one day.
Come on.
I can't get enough of you.
thou breaking down. Haven't seen the sun since you've been gone. Like my heart I lost it when you left me, and it can't be found. How can I go on? Baby, I've been living on memories of you and me. All the love we made, all the tender nights and those endless days, they're all here inside. Baby, everywhere I go, I feel you there, following my footsteps like a shadow of my broken heart. Sometimes it's a pair of passing eyes, or it's just the way someone is talking, and there you are.
You touched me so gently. You told me you cared. seeing clearly how I still need you near me. I still love you so. There's something between us that won't ever leave us, that won't ever go.
Greatest mystery. Something that you told me stayed in my head.
Bo Bryson. Feel that vibe. You know it's going to get kind of right and hot tonight somewhere. And we say thank you to Brother Peebo for putting something nice on the fire. Now, our next music show will be Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we have the first set of winners, which we will also present Tuesday, as Gary and the Cold Caravan Faithful have done so. Gray Nation doing work, put out the results. Some surprises there, but you know, that's what the show is about. You guys, what's your choice? And the winner gets in, and as they say in the parlance, survives and advances. So, Tuesday night at 8, we will be back doing the thing. For everybody who sent me love on my birthday, I want to again say thank you. I didn't realize it was going to affect me that much, but it really did. And had a chance to cathartically get rid of some things and go forward with some things. And Tarians don't deviate. So we appreciate that stuff. Anyway, having said all of that, please go safe if you got to travel. Stay in, please, and indulge as best you can. If you have someone that you love there to do so, so much the better. The loaf of bread, the jug of wine, and the thou, ain't nothing better. So, for all of us here, we're going to leave you with some chill-out music. One of my favorites. I'm going to let Stevie Ray Vaughan take y'all out. A little guitar love. We'll see you Tuesday at 8. From all of us here at the tree. From all of us here at the Gray Leopard Cove. Our colleagues of Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much. Go safe. Stay safe. Be safe.
Thank you.